from help on the team in it.
Why was it important to keep those separate? Or was that
it was really not important, it's just my, that's just the way we had it, that's all. It's not important. The saddle, that's, of course, we did more ranch work, I guess, than her parents did.
No, we didn't have to.
We did lots of, a lot of saddle work. We had our own saddles. In that saddle house, that's all we kept in there, is a saddle house, our saddles. And the harness, we kept all the harness for the mules in them.
You mentioned a corn crib. Was that a separate building in itself?
No.
Or was that part of the barn?
That is part of the barn.
Well, did people have buildings around here where they kept grain other than corn?
Grain other than corn?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
You haven't ever heard of anything called a granary?
Yes, but we didn't have any of it here, no.
Well, what would you keep in a granary if you had one?
We'd keep maize, milo, stuff like that. We had a cottonseed house. We didn't have much grain other than corn when we were raised. It's just corn. And we kept our corn in what we call the corn crib.
Was that pretty good size?
Yes, sir, pretty good size. We used lots of corn. We had lots of animals to feed.
You mentioned the hay being kept in the loft. When a farmer cut the hay off of his field, did he ever just pile it up right
there? That's all we did, pile it up. We'd haul it with the wagon and pull it up in the loft, or either put it in stacks.
I see. So, do you ever see any of those stacks around anymore?
No, sir. I made a many one of them. We put our hay, what we call stacks, we have a pole in the center. Is Edgar there? Is Edgar there?
He just come in from Victoria, and he wants to know when he's coming.
And you want to go over there? I want you to be sure. How long before you can go there? I'll go with you.
Would you like to go today? Or?
Yes, today.
All right. We can. How much longer would you like to talk? About an hour or so?
Well, we could talk over there.
Oh, I see.
Why don't we just finish talking over there?
Okay.
In about 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes.
So, you were telling me about the way that you made the haystack?
We'd put a pole, then we would stack the hay around it and stack it to a point. You'd elevate it, and I made a mini one. Start large at the bottom, you just build up gradually and build it to the end so it would shed the water. We call them hay stacks. And then we had another one we kept here, we call them hay ricks. We build them in a long rick, and then we would just build it long like this room, you know, and then we'd start large at the bottom, we'd start taping it. Come up to this tape like that. He said it would shed the water. And it would shed the water.
So a hay rick and a hay stack are different things?
It's a different thing, yes.
Well, you know, I notice nowadays when I'm driving through the countryside, there you have these buildings, these open buildings with several poles and a roof to it, and I see a lot of hay.
We have that now, yes. We didn't have that the other day. We put baled hay in there.
What do you call something?
We call them hay barns now.
Hay barns. Was there, you know, the wagon that you use for bringing in the hay from the field, was there ever a kind of a wooden frame?
Yes, and we call them hay frames.
Hay frames.
We put a frame out this on both sides with two posts and then a fork like this, and we would haul that hay, put that hay on it. Otherwise, we couldn't haul much hay. We call them hay frames.